Imagine being in a tent or a tiny cabin in a remote area of Wisconsin with a howling blizzard outside. That might sound fun to you, or maybe it doesn't, but it might be cool to watch somebody else do it. Jack Stewart camps in some of the most remote places in the upper Midwest for a living, bringing viewers up close to the rugged landscapes in Wisconsin and beyond. Jack's the creator of Tiny Cabin Life, a YouTube channel with 340,000 subscribers, following his travels from Brule River State Forest in Douglas County to overnight stays in the Gordon Fire Tower near the St. Croix River. The Minnesota-based videographer and camper often travels to sites without electricity or running water with his golden retriever, Ellie, cooking meals over an open fire or wood-burning stove. Here he is exploring the North Country Trail in northwest Wisconsin.
The boardwalk here is an experience in and of itself. It's just so, like, tranquil hearing our footsteps on the wood and the way it just carves this path through the forest. It almost has, like, a mystical quality to it. It's very, very surreal.
His videos are part cozy travelogue and part nature documentary of the upper Midwest, Lake Superior, the Northwoods, the Driftless, and the feet of snow that could blanket those landscapes. Jack is with us now. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to chatting.
You've camped all over, really. You've done TV work in national parks around the country. I think nationally people might think, wait a minute, the upper Midwest? What is there to offer there when you've been all over like that? Well, you found a lot. Sell us on that.
Yeah, you know, I used to actually think that. When I moved out of Minnesota, that's where I'm from, to go to college in Montana, I thought I would never be back. Not that, you know, I would always visit, but I never thought I would live here again. And then life brought me back, as it does a lot of us, back to the Midwest. And since I have gotten here, I have gotten to know just the beauty of this region like never before. And there is so much here that we really have to offer. And there's so much to explore from, you know, way up in the Northwoods to the Driftless region, you know, with all the bluffs and everything in between. It's been really, really cool to get to take a real deep dive into that.
And some of the stuff you do watching your videos, I don't know if people would call it extreme exactly, but it is not casual camping. What is it that appeals to you about being in a remote place, sometimes in quite difficult weather, or being bitten by all the flies, or whatever the case might be?
Yeah, you know, I think remote places and nature itself, it really helps you to be present in the moment. You know, when you're dealing with the brutal cold or the mosquitoes or whatever, or even just like a hike where you have to reach your destination, you're locked in. And I just have found that it's such an awesome way to disconnect from everything that, you know, is either going on in the world or in our personal lives, just for a little bit, to be able to kind of find just like a little different perspective on life and get out there and find that silence and that peace and really have an experience. And so that's what's always drawn me in. And you also create incredible memories with the people you're out there with. So whether it's my family, friends, or of course my dog, there's just so many incredible memories that you make when you're out in these places.
That said, I saw on your website you've helped people design glamping experiences and setups. I don't get the sense that you're really judgy, like, oh, if you're not out there in the middle of nowhere roughing it, you're not really camping. You seem pretty inclusive as to what the joy of experiencing camping, however we want to do it.
Totally. I mean, that's the thing is, however you get out there, it's going to be awesome and you're better off getting out there. So if people want to go out in an RV, I think that's amazing. It's so nice to have, you know, a nice comfy bed. Even my little cabins, being able to close the door and lock it at night. I mean, a lot of times that really adds a sense of comfort. But again, if you're the type of person that wants to get out and you know, use a tent or survival shelter, however hardcore you want to go, it's awesome. It's just about being out there and having fun.
You're from Minnesota, as you mentioned. You've got some pretty nice scenery over there, I'll grant you. You've done a lot of your work, though, in Wisconsin, too. What are some of the most memorable landscapes you spent time in over here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, you know, I think Wisconsin, what I've really come to love is the Brule River area that dumps into Lake Superior. Just kind of all over in that region, it's so beautiful. I mean, having trout streams like that are just so pristine. I mean, you can catch probably as many, if not more, trout than you can out west in that river. But also the scenery there, you know, you're kind of up in the North Woods, you have the shore of Lake Superior, but then not too far away from there even, you get into like the St. Croix territory, which is gorgeous. And actually one of my favorite places is the Old Gordon Fire Tower, which is this awesome tower that's up on this, you know, well, it's, yeah, it's this old fire lookout on this massive tower, and you're overlooking the St. Croix, and you can actually rent that place out. And it's such a cool way to get to experience that area, kind of get a bird's eye view, and something that you really don't get too often in the Midwest, being able to stay in one of those lookouts. It's super cool.
You know, talking to you, I get the sense, and I get this in your videos too, you've done a lot of camping, and you know, you're videoing it. I could see some people think, oh, this is a chore. I'm doing this bit again. You are clearly still loving this and excited about it. What is it that keeps you coming back and having the smile as you remember these landscapes?
I really enjoy like getting out maps and like looking for the next adventure. There's something that's just so like fulfilling to me about like trying to plan out the next trip, where I want to go, what I want to see, how I want to camp there, whether it's, you know, recently I just put up a teepee. Like I literally had to cut down poles and wrap canvas around it. I just love coming up with these adventures and then getting out there and seeing if I can pull them off. And then also, I have a TV background. I love capturing it too. I love, you know, bringing my cameras out, and that's even part of the challenge as well. It's like, how can I capture this and make people feel like they're there with me? So all that together is just so exciting and fun for me. And it is taxing. It's tiring, you know, but that's also part of the fun too. And you just feel so accomplished when you either, you know, finish a hike or spend the night out in the cold or put together a video. Just all of that together is just, it's really fulfilling. And I do really enjoy it.
You mentioned the teepee, and you also earlier mentioned the tiny cabins that you are building yourselves. How did you get started on that? And what goes into creating a nice tiny cabin to camp in?
Yeah, so the tiny cabins came from my love of our family cabin up in the North Woods here in Minnesota. It's not a tiny cabin, although it's not huge, but I just grew to love, like, just being in a cabin, you know, the smell of the wood and of course, the outdoors and having a fire and the wood stove or the fireplace. And I was living in California at the time, and I was like, I want something like this. So I actually bought a tent that I sort of brought a bunch of gear into and even a little fire and tried to make it feel like a cabin. And I called it my portable cabin. Well, anyway, when I moved back here to Minnesota, I said, I'm going to build a cabin. And the only real thing that I had no camp building experience. So the only real thing I could do was build a tiny cabin, because it was like a bite-sized, you know, opportunity to build a cabin. And then from there, I just grew to love building and finding ways to have a cabin wherever I want to take one. So now I have a cabin on wheels, you know, on a trailer. That's definitely tiny. I have a bike cabin. I literally tow it behind a bicycle. I have a boat cabin. So I built a little cabin on top of a boat. And then I've got a little A-frame. And so it's just become this fun thing of figuring out how I can bring cabin life really anywhere I want.
We're talking to Jack Stewart, creator of Tiny Cabin Life on YouTube and elsewhere, talking about some of his favorite places, the things he likes to do in Wisconsin and around the upper Midwest. Let's talk about the video series Tiny Cabin Life. Now, if people haven't seen it, they might be thinking, oh, you whip out your phone, right? And you shoot little videos. There's production. As you mentioned, you're a TV guy. What goes into producing these videos that, again, are more than just somebody with their phone waving it around?
Yeah, I really take pride in trying to present these adventures in the highest quality possible. And so a lot of times what that looks like is I have my, you know, bigger camera. It's really only like a camcorder, honestly, but I have my bigger camera that I use to capture the really beautiful scenery, or, you know, myself and my dog hiking down the trail, those types of shots. And then I have a smaller camera, you know, basically like a little GoPro that I use for like hiking through the woods and stuff. But I make sure to get all the different angles and really try to bring viewers in. And then I use my drone, you know, to get the big scenics and do some other little tricks with that. But essentially, I just try to use the different tools that I have to kind of put the puzzle together to really... make something that makes people feel like they're there is beautiful to look at. And it's really just knowing how to use those different things and cut them together to make it enjoyable.
And obviously people like to watch this. You've got a pretty good following. Looking in the comments, seems like you've got a feeling of community there. What is it that has people, apart from the video production quality, what is it do you think that people enjoy about sharing this experience with you?
I think just disconnecting and having having an escape, you know, from whether it's stuff going on in the world or their day-to-day lives or just finding time to relax at the end of the day. A lot of people say they really like to relax with it. So, you know, being able to just sit there with the flicker of the fire and hearing the sound of the fire and watch the wind blowing through the trees. I really try to let shots breathe. So I let you kind of sit in moments instead of like jumping, you know, from one thing to the next. And so I think people really like just taking that breath of fresh air. And, you know, if they can't get out there themselves, they're able to experience that through tiny cabin life.
A lot of watching your videos is pretty chill and I think relaxing. There have been moments, though, that look a little tougher. What have been some of your most difficult experiences along the way as you're putting together the series?
Yeah, you know, there've been a few. It depends what I'm doing. So a lot of times, you know, these remote backcountry cabins that I go to, those can be a lot more challenging because I have to hike all my gear in there, so to speak. And so one that I can think of was right outside Lake Tahoe. I had to climb up, I think it was a couple thousand feet of elevation, but they had just gotten, you know, I think a couple feet of snow. And I decided for whatever reason not to bring my snowshoes on the trip. And so I was just like sinking into this snow and I had to climb up this mountain to the summit. That was really tough. And so there's a lot of things like that, or even just like, you know, these last couple of weeks I've been out there and I've been pulling this sled with all my gear behind me through the snow. It's a lot of work. And so, you know, it's a lot of moments like that or moments in the cold, you know, where maybe the shelter or the cabin's not holding up as well as you want it to, or it's like really cold. Those moments can be a little tough as well. But I will say I'm kind of doing a little dive into some survival type camping lately and some bushcrafting stuff. And so it's getting a little more difficult, but it's been fun as well.
Now, if people hear this or watch your videos and think, yeah, I want to up my camping game a little bit, and they've not been big campers, or they just do, you know, outside of their car camping, which is great, too. They want to take it up a level. What is your advice? What are the things that people need to think about that they might not before they take that plunge?
Yeah, I mean, I think a good next step for anyone who's just doing normal car camping or camping in a campground would be to go on just a simple backpacking trip. And the beauty of it is there are places where you could just hike in a mile, even a half a mile, and just kind of dip your toes into the pond, so to speak. And I think that's a great way to get started doing something that's a little more outside of your comfort zone. You'll have to pack all your gear in a backpack. I would just say, you know, make sure you don't bite off more than you can chew. Make sure that you have the things that you need, primarily, you know, shelter, as much warmth as you're going to need. So a good sleeping bag and water. You know, if you have those three things and you're just going out for a night, you'll do fine.
Looking toward the future, are there Wisconsin sites on your list to check out for the first time or maybe revisit?
Of course. Yeah. I've been really enjoying going into Wisconsin because I think especially northern Wisconsin, it's so close to obviously the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, it touches it. So you guys tend to get some pretty wild weather and some deeper snow up there. And so I've been really kind of looking and scouring the maps, finding the new spots that I want to go to. And so that whole area up, you know, I think the closest town is Mellon, Wisconsin, if people know where that is. That's becoming kind of a new hub for me. So I'm looking at a ton of different sites over there on the North Country Trail and And then certainly I want to get down more into the Driftless region where you have all the bluffs and trout streams and whatnot. But between those two, you know, north and south, I'll definitely be back in Wisconsin.
Jack, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Jack Stewart is an outdoors enthusiast and the creator of Tiny Cabin Life, a YouTube channel with nearly 350,000 subscribers. It chronicles his trips staying in remote areas of the upper Midwest. Many feature Wisconsin, and often they feature his golden retriever, Ellie.